This is KCUR 89.3. On the brink of being eliminated from the American League wildcard race, questions concerning the Kansas City Royals turn to next year. Who's coming back? And which player will lead the team? As Greg Eklund reports for KCUR 89.3, Royals fans have a pretty good idea about the leadership qualities of one player in particular.
The Kansas City Royals drafted Whit Merrifield only a few days before the final game of the College World Series in Omaha. For South Carolina, Merrifield got a pitch to his liking in the title game, as described on the Westwood One NCAA radio network.
The 2-0 to Merrifield. Line drive, right field, base hit! Whit Merrifield has just won South Carolina their first national championship.
Whit's father, Bill Merrifield, played in the minor leagues and watched with his wife from the stands in Omaha.
You know, just to watch him play at that level was the epitome for us. That was perfect for us.
You see, because he stands barely over 6 feet, Whit Merrifield has always faced doubters. When Whit was a high school senior, Bill Merrifield admits he was skeptical about Whit's long-term aspirations when they watched South Carolina as fans.
All the guys, they were all 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", 220. And I was joking with him, saying, Whit, they're not even going to have a uniform to fit you. You know, you're so small. And, you know, what if you get down there? Are you okay with being a pinch runner?
But Bill Merrifield knows his son is driven.
All he had talked about, you know, in high school was, I want to play in Omaha. I want to have a chance to play in Omaha. And he decided to go to South Carolina for a chance to go to Omaha.
At South Carolina, Whit Merrifield developed into an everyday player. But as a senior, all the individual top honors, like all-conference or all-tournament teams, were awarded to his teammates. In South Carolina's media guide, however, there's a phrase in Merrifield's bio that defines him to this day, consummate team player.
The second baseman, number 15, Whit Merrifield.
J.J. Piccolo is the right-hand man for Royals general manager Dayton Moore. When the Royals drafted Merrifield in the 9th round, Piccolo says the Royals viewed him as a prospect who needed to prove himself.
He wasn't kind of an afterthought. It was just, you know, you expect a guy like that to get to high A, and then after that, it's, you know, you got to fend for yourself a little bit, and you're going to have to earn your at-bats.
And he did. From outposts such as Burlington, North Carolina, and Wilmington, Delaware, Merrifield worked his way up the Royals minor league ladder. After the 2014 season, when Merrifield batted .340 for Omaha, he came to Kansas City for an MRI on an injured wrist. It took place during the World Series, so Merrifield watched Game 7 against San Francisco from a Kauffman Stadium suite in right field.
You know, just to be at a Game 7 of, you know, of any, whether it be, you know, basketball, baseball, World Series, NLCS, ALCS, whatever it may be, a Game 7 is pretty intense, and it was electric here, and it was loud, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
Merrifield crossed that off his bucket list, but only fueled his desire to play on a Royals postseason team. Whether he'd get a chance was the big question. He played 6 years in the minors before getting his first shot at the big leagues. This season, he didn't even make the Royals' opening day roster. But after rejoining the team, Merrifield locked up the everyday duties at second base and provided some punch when the Royals needed it.
Walters doing the catching, sets the target. Merrifield hits a high drive to left. The wind's going to carry it. Back goes Parra, and gone, Merrifield.
Before this year, Merrifield has never hit more than 8 homers in one season as a professional, but he's approaching 20. He has also reached 30 in stolen bases. But all that takes a backseat to playing in the postseason. That's why you might have seen him turn his back and glance at the scoreboard to check the other contending teams.
I probably watch it more than other people because I'm new and I haven't been to the playoffs yet, so I'm probably a little more eager to scoreboard watch than these other guys.
There might be some doubt about the Royals' chances to contend next year, but as one who has already heard the doubts about his career, Merrifield says he'll continue to drive himself and his teammates to succeed. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.
The Kansas City Royals highlight audio was provided courtesy of the Royals Radio Network.